Our locker room chats continuing here this week on KNCA. I'm Brandon Salmon. We're now talking Perry LeCompton, and we're joined by the head football coach. That is Mike Paramore, presented by First State Bank and Heinen Repair. As the Cause getting set for the final three games of the regular season, they'll be at home this week, taking on Jefferson West in a Big 7 tilt. We'll talk about that in just a moment. But, Coach, you guys have played such a challenging schedule here this season so far, and you've seen the likes of Sabetha, Nemaha Central, of course, top two teams in 2A. Holton is certainly kind of back to their form after a slow start. And then last week, a Topeka Hayden team that was number three in Class 3A. You know, the offense, I know, has had its struggles at times, but, you know, defensively, you hold them down pretty well, you know, at least to the best that any team has done against the Wildcats this year. It was a 27-0 final, you know, but, again, just such a challenging schedule. But just going back to the Hayden game last week, what'd you see, and just a few key takeaways from that one?
Yeah, I mean, I like the way our kids continue to work and continue to improve. I mean, we knew that the schedule was going to be tough early. It's just what it is. And, you know, we're not going to back down from anybody or pass on anybody, and it's not give our kids any excuses where we're at right now. You play good teams, but we want to be a good team, so those are the things we got to figure out of ways to beat them and get ourselves to that level. I think we've done that. We've fortunately stayed healthy through that stretch, and our kids have competed. Offensively, we continue to improve, and we just got to get the ball in the end zone. We've been down there. We were against Hayden. We're down there a couple times in the red zone and just weren't able to finish. You know, so we continue to work on that and continue to work to get better. But love what our kids are doing. Love how they compete hard, and excited about October now.
You kind of touched up on where I was going next. And, you know, at times, again, the offense, you're able to move the ball but just can't find the end zone. Is it just mental mistakes? Is it just a little thing here and there? I mean, is there anything kind of specifically you can pinpoint to where it's just like, wow, this is just constantly keeping us out of the end zone?
And it seems like we invent different ways. I mean, we'll come up and you know, we've gone down there and just make the mental mistake of having a penalty, or we'll not execute quite like we need to. Or maybe lay the ball on the ground or do something. So, you know, there's just certain things, and that's part of some growing pains. And, you know, I think we're going to get it figured out, and we'll see if we can get the ball in the end zone this week and start putting some points on the board.
We'll talk about the matchup this week with Jefferson West. Of course, Big 7 till, also a district matchup. But I wanted to get a quick thought here on 24 and 25. Of course, the coach has made the trek out to Salina this week to get those schedules with the new districts lined up. We had some teams moving up, moving down. Not a whole lot of change except for a few teams, but, you know, taking a look at this new 3A district for you for the next couple of years as you look at it. Of course, very familiar with these teams, Hiawatha, Holton, Jefferson West, also mentioning Topeka Hayden, of course, who you just played. So there's not a whole lot of change there, but just how do you see the district here for the next couple of years?
Yeah, it kind of fell how we predicted. We get together the week before as a league and try to put all the scenarios together and make sure when we go to Salina that we're not scrambling and have to come out of there with looking for games. And we do a good job within the league, and of course now the new Big East League, and incorporating that into it, of making sure we take care of weeks 1, 2, 3 and try to play as many big schools as we can. And then once they roll the form out for the district, you go find your bye week, and we were fortunate our bye week matched up with another league school, so we picked up Royal Valley in that bye week. And our early schedule, we get to play a couple of the new ones. We're going to play St. Mary's in the opener, and then we'll get to play Sabetha, and then we'll play Silver Lake before we start our district schedule. So it's nice that we were able to fill everything up with predominantly league schools. Obviously, Hayden in our district will continue to be a challenge, but you know, like I said, we're not going to back off anybody. As the schedule rolls, we'll play who's on there.
It's Mike Paramore joining us here on our locker room chats. We'll step aside, come back, talk about the matchup this week with Jefferson West. We'll do it after a timeout right here on KNZA. We continue our conversation with Perry LeCompton football coach. That is Mike Paramore. It's brought to you by First State Bank and Heinen Repair. The Cause off the loss to 3A number 3 Topeka Hayden last week, back at home, taking on Jefferson West. And Coach, it's you tend to get good football when you get two teams on the same field who are hungry for a win, and that is the case certainly with your team and then Jefferson West, who's coming in after three straight losses against three really good teams as well. But you tend to get good football when you get to a couple of teams that are certainly hungry for a victory.
No, absolutely, and then you throw in that it's a rivalry game. I mean, so yeah, our proximity and the rivalry between Jeff West and us is a great rivalry, and it runs deep, and so we expect a really good football game. You know, they're very capable. They got some offensive weapons that are dangerous. And, you know, if we don't do a good job defending and aligning and taking care of what we're supposed to do from a defensive standpoint, they can sure hurt you. And, you know, they got players. They've gone through some stuff, but, you know, it only makes you tougher when you go through hard stuff if you let it. So we fully expect a big challenge, and we're going to have to play really well.
I was going to say, what's maybe a position group or a strength for Jeff West that you see on film that you're really trying to hone in the preparation this week?
Yeah, well, I think their skill guys are dangerous. I mean, the quarterback's a good athlete, and he can hurt you with his feet and hurt you with his arm and get guys open. And scheme-wise, offensively, they do some really nice things. So, you know, we got to defend and make sure we align correctly and then continue to pursue the football. And from a offensive standpoint, you know, we got to continue to take care of ourselves. We got to be able to finish drives. We got to be able to go put the ball in the end zone and make sure we're consistent on offense and not having those breakdowns that have kept us out in the past.
Perry LeCompton football coach Mike Paramore joining us, brought to you by First State Bank and Heinen Repair. Cause are home this week. That week six matchup taking on Jeff West, a Big 7 and district matchup starting the final 3 weeks here of the regular season. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck against Jefferson West on Friday night. We'll talk to you again next week.
It sounds good. I appreciate your time.